Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to have Paul read just a portion of the Haftarah. It's going to be Isaiah 49:14-18. I'm going to let you read the rest yourself, but the reason I'm focusing on 14-18 is because it intersects very early with Ekev, and I don't want to lose that by going too deep into it. But you can read the rest of the Haftarah on your own. But Paul, if you could read 49:14-18.
But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does."
Thank you, Paul. If you were listening to the Torah portion, you would begin to pick up a theme of remembering and forgetting. I don't know if you haven't, you may have to get the podcast to remind you. And right here we have the forgetting, and the picture is can a mother forget her child? Now, that's a very difficult place to be, and a lot of us could very well step into a place of judgment and say, there's no way a mother can forget her child. But he gives us the answer that it is possible, which is very, very frightening. So what does it mean to forget? In order to understand what forgetfulness is, and we have a major disease that goes around that is the first diagnosis is memory loss. It's a very horrible disease. So we have to understand a little bit about what he's talking about in forgetting. So I'm going to give you a layperson's. I know we have some medical people in here. Don't be too hard on me. I'm going to give you a layperson's run of how memory works, because memory is going to tell us how we forget. So at the very most basic level that I can possibly conjure up, memories are stored as microscopic chemical changes at the connecting points between neurons. Says a lot, right? So there's three types of neurons, and I promise you I'm going to make a point on this. There's three types: sensory neurons that detect stimulus from each of the senses and communicate the information to the interconnecting neuron. There's interconnecting neurons that transfer the information throughout the nervous system and also to the motor neurons. And then there's motor neurons that connect to the muscle. So how is memory processed? It's processed through the sensory coming in, whether it be visual, auditory, olfactory, your sense of smell. And each of these separate sensations travel through the part of your brain called the hippocampus. What is a hippocampus? It's not a college for hippopotamus, okay? Hippocampus is a place in the brain that where these integrated perceptions come into a single experience. Now, why am I telling you all this? And it also works with the frontal cortex. So why I'm telling you all this? I'm going to try to nutshell this. The reason why is it's clear that the more types of stimulus you have coming in, the more connections you have between the neurons, so you would remember. So that being said, that is a kindergarten version of memory right there. There's two words in the Torah There are some peripheral two main words in the Torah for forgetting. Shachach is what we're going to really talk about, and Nashab. Nashab is just that. It's basically forgetting. I forgot to take my lunch to school or whatever. However, shechach, which we're going to talk about now, has an element of to ignore. Almost a culpable, purposeful forgetting. So he talks a lot about forgetting. What happens when we forget? Let me tell you what the Tanakh gives us, and the Brit Hadashah gives us when it comes to that. What things that we should forget, things that we shouldn't forget, things that are going to be forgotten. So when Jacob escapes from Esau, who hated him, was trying to kill him, they told him, do not even try to talk to Esau until he forgets his anger. So we probably should forget our anger. That's a good thing to forget. It's probably a very healthy thing to forget. Joseph has a dream that involves, he's in prison with a cupbearer, or a butler, if you want to call it, and a baker in prison. And they each have a dream. And they give the dream to Joseph. Joseph interprets the dream. He basically tells the cupbearer that you're going to, you know, this is what your dream means. You're going to survive. And he tells the baker that you're going to be executed. And he asks the butler or the cupbearer to remember him when he gets out. I'm in prison. I've interpreted your dream for you. When you get before Pharaoh and you get in Pharaoh's house again, please remember me. But it says he forgot. So in Deuteronomy, he tells us in Deuteronomy 4:9 that I'll just paraphrase it, we shouldn't forget what we have seen. We should never forget what we've seen. And some of us have seen things that we would probably like to forget, but we don't have an adequate way of processing it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute too. Deuteronomy 4:23 says we should not forget the covenant because it can result in the ekev. It can result in idolatry. In Deuteronomy 6:12, he says, then watch yourself that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. We should not forget who freed us. Deuteronomy 8:11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command you today. He says, do not forget by not keeping the Torah. Did you get that? Okay, do not forget by not keep, if you do not keep the Torah, you're going to forget. So he also says in Deuteronomy 8:14, I'll let you look some of these up if you just want to write it down. I'm going to fly through this stuff. It's a lot. Deuteronomy 8:14, he said, forgetting leads to a prideful heart. Forgetting, Rabbi talked about that a while ago, family pride. If you let that pride get carried away, it'll lead to a prideful heart. Deuteronomy 8:19 says, do not forget, it leads to other gods. It leads to death. This is one that I found interesting. Deuteronomy 9:7 says, remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. Do not forget. When we have provoked the Lord, we should not forget that we have done that. Though we would like to, we should not. It will restore our humility if we do not forget that. Deuteronomy 24:19, it says we should remember, do not forget the orphans and the widows. In Deuteronomy 31:21, it says, then it shall come about when many evils and troubles have come upon you that this song will testify before them as a witness. So he's given a song that then it goes on to say, for it shall be forgotten from the lips of their descendants. For I know their intent, which they are developing today before I have brought them into the land which I swore before they go into the land. But he's going to give them a song that's going to permeate their society. It's like a child's song in grade school that everybody's going to know. But one day when you are far away from God and that song is sung, you're going to remember that you were far away from God. So that's that one. So 2 Kings 17, the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget. So he also says, in the Psalms are full of do not forget. In Psalm 10, 11 to 12, it says the murderers have forgotten. They lie in wait. Psalm 45, 10 says, listen, O daughter, give attention, incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. This is a messianic age psalm where the glory of the Messiah and his bride is going to trump all the traditional family relationships. In the messianic age, there's going to be one relationship between Moshiach and his bride. And the peripheral relationships that we have amongst each other are going to fade away. So he goes along in many, I got a lot of paper here, many verses throughout the Torah and the Brit Hadashah talking about do not forget. What's the formula? How do we not forget? What do we do to keep forgetting our Lord and where we came from? We employ all of our senses. I'll give you one. The sensation of touch. Matthew 9:21. For the woman said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I'll be healed. So you have faith that is coupled with a physical touching of the garment of Yeshua. So the sensation of touch. Also Mark says, and they brought the young children to him that he should touch them. John 20:27 says, he says to Thomas, reach in with your finger. What is he doing? He's reinforcing faith by physical touch. Look, Thomas knew exactly what happened in the crucifixion. But he tells him to touch him. This touch reinforces. It makes another connection between the neurons that you do never forget. Taste. Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusts him. So the sensation of taste. Psalm 119:103, how sweet are thy words into my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The big one is hearing. What do we say every day? Shema Israel, hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's the big one. So Proverbs 1:8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs 19:27, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to err. He's telling him to stop hearing things that causing him to make errors. Stop hearing those. So what we put in our ear when we turn on the TV, with the remote, and we scan it, is we should probably be discerning about what we're hearing. And of course, Romans, I just said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there's definitely a physical connection. You know, people always ask us, is why do we wear tallits? It says to look upon them and to remember his commands. And it also there's also a verse, and Rabbi, you may have to help me with this. It says where his salvation is written on his leg. Okay, that's probably tzitzit on the leg. This is commentary, remember. So there's a lot to be said for forgetfulness and hearing. So there is one form. There's a thing called EMDR, eye desensitization and reprocessing. Anybody ever hear of EMDR? EMDR is basically a treatment for trauma. And what it does is a lot of times in some EMDR treatments, they use physical touch or changing of eye movement to connect both sides of the brains. What it's doing is technically it's rewiring your brain to handle trauma because you can't handle the trauma, and it rewires. You know, and it's got an 84% to 90% success rate among combat veterans. It has a 77% rate of success with 12 sessions. And it involves rhythmic back and forth. You know what shuckling is? We see people shuckling. You may see me shuckling. When we're praying, we shuckle. We move. Why? We're taking a physical action as we pray. And we're giving timing. It helps you remember. When you are praying, it helps you remember. So when you get to the words Baruch, your knee bends, you go forward. It's a physical thing. Do you have to do it? No, you don't. I believe it could help you. Remember things. So EMDR is a very amazing thing, and it's kind of scary to a lot of people because it doesn't take a doctor to do it. But so I'm looking all through the Torah. Where do I find the final formula for this? The final formula for not forgetting. And you're going to like this. Have these words which I command you this day be upon your hearts. It's Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Might is physical, is a physical concept. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall speak of them. When you speak, something is heard. So now we have the sensation of auditory, and we have the ability of speaking. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you arise. And you shall bind them before a sign upon your hand. We those that have read Tefillin know that we attach the word to our arm. And let them be frontless between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. If you haven't put up a mezuzah on your house where you can walk by and see it, it's a physical reminder of this. So God does not discount physical reminders of, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, I do that spiritually. Well, Yeshua was physically immersed in the Jordan. And we can walk around and say we were spiritually baptized, but he was physically immersed in the Jordan. So that physical baptism to him was important. So if you don't want to forget, design your life with every possible thing that you can attach to your home, to your hand, to your head, to your heart, everything that reminds you of his Torah, so you do not forget in that day. Thank you.